The linebackers have been nothing short of sensational, and we're here to talk about it with linebackers coach Ken Flagel, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. And Ken, the Eagles, hey, I mean, what can you say? This group, a year ago this time, you were getting to know Jordan Hicks and getting to know Nigel Bradham and getting to know Michael Kendricks. I imagine that having a full season and then some has just made a world of difference to you.
It does, Dave. I think any time that you have guys a second year in the same scheme, you assume or you expect that there's going to be a natural maturation to how they play, and you feel like you're going to eliminate some of the mental mistakes that you had year one because things are new to them and you're seeing things for the first time. But I've been pleased. Now, we've got a long way to go, and we've got a lot of season left, but they've done a great job to date, and we got to continue to work to get better.
In this last year and a half, how has the camaraderie and the chemistry and the personalities all meshed in that room?
Oh, it's great. They have a lot of fun. They enjoy each other. I think they go out every Thursday night, you know, and have a linebacker dinner or a defensive dinner. So those guys spend a lot of time outside the building with one another, and I think that's a big key to winning. I think, you know, we've had a great locker room. I really like the leadership that we have in our locker room, and I like the leadership that we have in my room. And I think that's all part of what helps you win as a team.
Who's the ringleader in that room?
Well, we all have, I'll just say this, we have a lot of different personalities.
Okay.
And we're kind of like an omelet. We got a lot of different eggs in that room, but when you break them up and you mix them all together, you come out with a pretty good omelet.
So. You know, it's interesting, Ken. You had been asked so many questions every time you sat in front of reporters about Michael in the spring and through the summer, and would he be on the team? What's his role? How can you fit him in? Boy, is he just, everything's just really kind of worked well. When he's been on the field, he's been very productive.
Yeah, he's done a nice job for us. And I've, you know, again, I've really appreciated how Mike, as a professional, has handled it, because I know he gets hit with the questions, you know, are they going to try to trade you and you're not going to be here and all those different things that the noise that you hear from the outside. In some respects, I think he's had a way to kind of blanket out and just worry about focusing on his job at hand. And I've been proud of him for that, because that's not easy to do. I think human nature, we all have a tendency to listen to things around us sometimes, and it affects us. But Mike's done a nice job of kind of blanking that out right now.
And with Jordan, that you talked about the natural maturation into a leader, it really seems to come very naturally to him.
Very much so, and very, again, you know, the thing that maybe the average fan doesn't see that I get a chance to revel in is how smart of a guy he is. I mean, he just really understands the game, as does Nigel Bradham. You know, they're very smart linebackers. I always say this in my room, Dave. I say they have the ability to think ahead of a problem, and they really can. They can dissect some things by formation, alignments, and type of things, and they can kind of have a feel for what to expect on a given play, and it kind of gives them an edge a little bit. And really, those are the type of guys that you want, guys that can think ahead of a problem and be able to kind of solve it before it becomes a problem.
What is Nigel doing so well? I mean, he seemed to have a very dominant game on Thursday night against Carolina.
Well, he's just been so consistent for us. I think that's the number one thing that I appreciate about him. We plug him into different positions. You know, when Jordan Hicks has that equipment problem at halftime, and they never have injuries in my room. They have equipment problems.
Okay.
That's the reason why they have to come out of a ball game. But when Nigel's had to go in two different games, two very pivotal games for us, one against the New York Giants and one against the Carolina Panthers, where he had to go in and play a position in our sub-defense that he hasn't had a lot of reps at. And he's gone in and he's done a great job. And that's not an easy thing to do, Dave, because all of a sudden now, he was at a position that didn't ask you to manage the front, to manage the checks. And all of a sudden now he's in a big game against the Panthers. He's in the second half. And now he's got to do all that with really little or no training. So I think that bodes very well for how of intelligent of a player he is and just his football acumen.
For those who don't understand, or maybe not enough, the idea of a nickel linebacker, can you explain the responsibilities, how they change from when you're in your base defense?
Well, as you know, we bring in a fifth defensive back, and that's usually when teams bring in multiple wide receiver formations and personnel groups. And he comes back in, and Nigel has been what we call our dime linebacker. Him and Jordan Hicks have been our two starters in our sub package. And they come in, and again, they have to fit up the run game a little bit differently, because now we're not working with a third linebacker We've only got two in the game. The pass coverage can be a little bit different. So, again, there's some learning. There's a learning curve there. But he's really done a marvelous job for us, and I'm just really happy that we got him. And I really like his warrior attitude, if so to speak. I mean, he's a tough guy. He got a stinger in the ball game at Carolina. I didn't know if we were going to lose him for very long. They take him into the tent. They go through the protocol of checking him out and making sure he's okay. And he comes back in. He wants to play. This is a guy that just loves to play the game. And that I just appreciate that as a coach.
Ken, do you think linebackers, and I'm sure every single player who's watching this or has ever played the game watching this will laugh at this question. Do you think linebackers are the best athletes on the team, on the defense?
On the defense?
Because they have to do so much. They've got to be physical up front. They've got to cover in space.
Well, I'm a little bit partial there because I coach those guys. From being a defensive coordinator before, I wouldn't say that they have to be the best athletes. Mm-hmm. But I would say this, they have to have more high-speed internet from the neck up than any other position on the field. Things happen to them faster. They have to process run blocking schemes. They have to process patterns and how to match them in coverage. So from that standpoint, I think you got to be high-speed internet. Now, if you got a guy that's a special athlete, then you probably got an all-pro player.
I would be remiss if I ignore the contributions made by Najee Good, by Camus as well, Gruja Hill. This has been a complete team effort, and Najee has played some key reps and has done a nice job for you.
They all have. The backups, Najee Good, Joe Walker.
Joe came in
and made a big key stop for us in the Giants game, was part of that, and Camus came in and has done a nice job, and Camus and Najee and Joe are all big-time special teams contributors for us. So, again, it's been a good group, and I just really appreciate the fact, that those guys prepare on a weekly basis, Dave, like they're going to play. And sometimes that's hard because you don't give them a lot of reps during the course of the week. With limited reps, you're trying to make sure that your starters are oiled up and ready to go. But those guys have done a tremendous job of being backups and really putting themselves in a position to play and play at a high level even though they haven't had the reps behind it.
Ken, what will be the key to making this thing for the rest of the season operate at a high level?
To continue to grow as a group, not only in my position, but throughout the defense, just continue to not get complacent and continue to work to strive to get better. And I think if we do that, I think we've got a chance to really make some noise. And we'll see where that goes. But I like where we started. I think our guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now. I think that they winning on the road and winning close games on the road can only add in that factor. I think it just makes you feel like you've always got a chance in the ball game, no matter what the score. And I like that about our team.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Flagel, linebackers coach, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.